Okay, when do you think we should leave? The journey will take about 4 or 5 hours, won't it? So if we left early on Friday evening, we should be at Beachside Holiday Park about 9 or 10 o'clock.
Oh, but the traffic will be awful then. How about we go first thing Saturday morning? Then we won't have to drive in the dark.
All right, I see what you mean. So, if we leave then, we should arrive early Saturday afternoon. Still time to head down to the beach.
Okay, good. So if you all come round to our house for about 9, we can set off together. And what about food for the journey? I know my children. They'll be asking for food all the way there.
Yes, and I don't think we can make them wait until after we arrive at the holiday park. We can stop at the bakery on our way over to you, if you like, and pick up some sandwiches or something for us all.
That's a brilliant idea. Then we can stop off somewhere on the way and eat. Cheaper than a cafe, anyway.
Okay, then. Do the children know what kind of activities they want to do when we're at the holiday park, Annie?
Well, they're very keen for us to go horse riding.
Great.
But you need to book in advance, and I'm not sure I want to do that right now.
Why not? If you're worried about the cost, I'd be happy to pay for you and the children.
Thanks, but that's not it. It's just that at the moment we're not sure what the forecast is. I mean, it's fine right now, but there's a possibility it might rain at the weekend, so I'd rather wait until we get there.
Okay.
But hopefully it'll be okay. It's a 2-hour ride, and my kids would enjoy that. They can ride pretty well.
One thing that I'd like to happen during the holiday. I'd like the children to be a bit more independent. I think they're old enough to go and explore by themselves, don't you?
Actually, Tom, I'm afraid the waves at the beach can be pretty big, and my children aren't great swimmers, although they are having lessons. Maybe next year?
If you like, I'll go with them to the beach.
I'd feel better if you did, but it would be good if we could teach them how to make a fire, like Dad taught us, and how to put it out properly once you've finished with it.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. All kids should know how to do that. It's part of growing up. More useful than playing on their computers all day long or watching TV.
Well, I'll call you again tomorrow and we